Welcome to Write Your Book in 6 Weeks. Our seventh class is on how you actually prepare your inclusion letter, which is a permission letter for anybody that you've included in your book. Now, this is hard to believe, but if you mention someone's name, whether it's your family, your neighbor, you actually have to have an inclusion letter with their permission to use their name. You can change their name and avoid that. But a lot of times you'll want to use correct names, especially if you're talking about authors, somebody who inspired you. Like when I used my teachers in one of my books, I had to get each one of my teachers' permission. If you mention a specific event, you need the event coordinator's details included in a permission letter. If you use references, even if it's a catalog reference, you need permission from the original author to include that information. And especially if you're using quotes from other books, you want to make sure that you have permission from the author of that book or the compiler of that book. If you're using testimonials, you want to make sure that you have an inclusion letter from the people who gave you a testimonial, and always use email versus snail mail, because in email you can keep a file folder on your computer of the testimonial, permission letters. Anything that you can get email is much better for you to keep track of. You're going to want to make sure you file those both electronically and have a hard copy whenever possible. So that makes it really easy for you to protect yourself so that nobody can come back and tell you later that you didn't have their permission. I've included a sample letter, and I've also in the sample letter included a paragraph that I used from Raymond Moody and got his permission to put that in my book. So if you use a specific area in your book where here's the quote, this is what I'm saying in the inclusion letter, it makes it much easier. So thank you for taking our seventh class. It's the inclusion letter, and you'll have on the links page, lesson 21, you'll have a copy of the inclusion letter. And our next class is going to be on how you create your capture page. So I look forward to seeing you then.